Welcome back to the greatest after show on earth. This is episode 9 of Snowfall Aftermath. We got Kev dead. We got Franklin locked up. We got Oso. I don't know what's going to happen. Stay tuned to find out.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is just a whole funeral episode. Yeah. Oh, and just like the river I've been running. You know the remix? You know the remix, right?
Of course.
I was born by the river. I was shaking that.
We are not happy right now.
Right, so no remix. We just gonna be out here sad on this.
Yes,
so
it will.
But I
a
know.
Change needs to come, man. This is such a tragic episode, man.
Yeah.
So much tragedy. So many tears were shed during this episode. I don't know what to do.
I'm so bad.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. You already know who I am. I'm Emmanuel C. Wright. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. It's Portia.
And it's your girl, Kristen.
My bad. I was trying to pull up the live chat. Hey, live chat viewers.
You're already popping already. Yeah.
Shouts out to everybody in the live chat right now. Man, a lot of things happened. A lot of people died. A lot of people got locked up. People changing sides. People going places, man. It's all over the place. How y'all feeling about this?
Man.
Anger.
I'm really up. Like, I think I'm too emotionally attached because I'm really upset about this Oso thing.
Tell him.
I love Oso. Like, he is just, you know, a ride or die dude. He's, you know, always had Lucia back through all of her crazy. And for him to be sitting there bleeding out, you know, with the assumption to be dead, it's kind of painful to my heart. Yeah. You know? I told y'all that Kevin was going to be Franklin's first kill. I'm just mad it happened this way. It's so stupid the way it happened, but...
Too quickly.
Rest in peace, Franklin. I mean, not Franklin, shoot.
I rebuke it.
I rebuke that too. Rest in peace, Kevin.
Yeah. No, why you say rest in peace? Because you did not. You wanted him to die.
Right. Rest in peace.
Anyway, I am the only one that's sad about this because I did not want him to die. So it's really a sad episode for me because you got Kevin, Oso, and Franklin's about to be in jail. It's just, like, too much. I'm, like, it's too much for me. I can't.
It's about time. First of all, Kevin, snitches get stitches. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Franklin, we going to... high five, Franklin.
That's true. He did
That's
snitch.
What you need to do. Kevin was messing up the problem. He was giving away the recipe. He was snitching. He was walking around all fidgety. He deserved to die. Kev dead. I'm happy about that. Now, Oso dying. I mean, he was a brave soul. He was a young brother. He was out here in these streets just trying to get his life
together. We don't say Oso.
But here's the thing. I do like Oso. But the no-name killer has to be my favorite character on this whole show.
With no name.
Every time he shows up, he kills people and he dodges bullets. I mean, this time he got shot, but we know he got away. We know.
We don't know. No. And we don't know that Oso's dead, so stop speaking that into existence.
We know that the no-name killer, Teddy's my favorite character. Y'all know that. But the no-name killer is now my second favorite character just because he has no name. And every time he pops up, he wins. I like that.
Yeah, and then he's winning gunfights with knives. Like, you know the saying, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. He bringing the knives to all the gunfights. And he winning them all. He dodging all the bullets. I just, you know, but she shot him like twice. I hope he bleed out or something.
He took down Lucia first. If Oso wasn't there, Lucia was done for.
Of course.
Lucia was done for. She didn't know what to do. She was on the ground down for the count. I thought it was going to happen. I was moving my fingers like, oh man, he about to get it. And then Oso came in. I was like, oh, Oso, you got to get it too now? Because that's a no-name killer. I don't care how big you are.
He tried his best. But
what you mean he tried his best? That's David and Goliath right there. Oso, a mammoth. That boy is 7'3", 600 pounds.
Except he didn't have a weapon, so...
But come on, this is a skinny, you know, he's a cholo dude. He got
it's
the little
weapon.
I mean,
he was
throwing him around a little bit. The only thing is, homeboy is he's good with that knife.
He had a flannel and
he's
Converse.
He's quick with the knife.
Against a big, he used to
he
be a pro.
He had a flannel and Converse. I'm not about to play with you.
A pro wrestler. He was caught off guard too. Oso jumped him. He didn't even see that coming. So the no name killer Oh, man.
Hold on, the chat is going up though.
What y'all talking about in the chat?
Crank up 06, shout out to you. He said, man, the Mexican dude is bionic.
Yo,
and then here. Bryce Blackwell said insane. Big Real Hamilton said too much going on. Teddy going to get Franklin. Gonna get Franklin out when he find out. I agree. Teddy is definitely gonna get Franklin out.
I said that right.
That's
right.
My favorite character, by the way.
Bob Jones said Teddy is a musician. He's gonna come through for Franklin. Yes. I agree with that too. That boy, Darren said, I really love y'all, but no gum, please.
Oh, look, yeah, you.
You said, I spit my gum out. I spit my gum out because I realized I was chewing it. My bad. I'm sorry, that boy, Darren.
Oh,
but he
man.
Said he's impossible to kill.
He is.
Right. And Mimi Smith, shout out to her. She said, hey.
He's a superhero. He's like, I want to see this story from his standpoint. Because, I mean, honestly, he was from the no-name killer.
He offered him already.
Let's take it from his perspective.
Bullets from three different guns.
Let's take
from
it from
three different people.
Let's take it from his perspective, okay? First time, it was people in his hood on Pico and Union selling drugs on his corner. That's his hood. What they doing selling drugs, trying to take away his money, his community's money. He's bringing problems to his community. He's trying to save the Mexican community. That was a good move by him. The next time we see him, he's in the park just chilling with his kid. Now people trying to kill him with his kid in the park just eating ice cream. So from his point of view, he's the good guy in this whole thing.
What?
If you look on the overall bird's eye view, I'm saying, like, he's just trying to protect his turf. He's not going after anybody. He's always being attacked, and he's getting out alive. He's not the
you don't call this fool with a good guy, and he's shaking everybody.
First of all,
he just killed Oso.
But he's doing it in defense. Lucia just tried to, Lucia didn't do it.
Well,
but
she snitched on him to do it.
Yeah, she brought a whole bunch of people to basically come kill him.
The DEA and two black boys.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, three.
She brought troops to take him down, but she couldn't do it. He's in defense. Self-defense.
But she didn't do that on purpose, though. What? She just gave up a name for the recipe.
But
No, she did. Remember, she brought him to the park and, like, this is where you shoot him.
She did.
Remember?
She said, this is a
vulnerable
moment. Right,
she gave it up for the recipe.
Yeah, but it was on purpose.
But she wanted him to die, too. She wanted him to die. Like, if we gonna really just look at this at an outside perspective.
It was like a win-win for her, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the good guy.
No, stop saying that. He's not a good guy. He's just a guy who dodges bullets.
No. Because Lucia wanted him dead. Kev wanted him dead. Franklin wanted him dead. I mean, sure, he didn't want the Mexican gangsters coming after, his community, but he doesn't like him either. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say is he is in self-defense, and I'm seeing this not from a TV perspective, but from like a bird's eye view looking down. Like, if you was to look honestly
from
at
living
situation,
in the hood.
He's just a good man trying to protect his family and his community. That's all he's trying to do. He's not trying to make no extra.
Wow, you get the crackhead.
But of all people to kill, like, why Oso? And you know what I got to say about that?
Well, he didn't want to kill Oso.
No, he's just saying,
he was,
like,
trying to kill Lucia.
As the TV show, just not him, right? I'm not talking about him, right? Like, on the TV show, you didn't want Oso to die. Not necessarily.
No, I didn't.
Because he was trying to get Lucia. He wasn't even looking at Oso. Oso came up behind him and tried to choke him out, so he had to get Oso.
She's saying basically, like, why the writers kill him off, right?
It's like they taking out everybody, all the cast members in the whole season. Everybody out.
Wait, who out?
Kevin.
We didn't like him.
I didn't.
Pedro.
We didn't like Pedro.
Pedro, we don't like
but
him.
Okay, yeah, this who don't count.
Kevin, Pedro, we don't like none of them.
Okay, Oso. That was the big one.
I'm yet and still praying for Matt because this
Lorena.
This close to death coke overdose that he going through right now.
Oh yeah.
You think Matt gonna die?
I hope not. But Teddy did cry like it's almost over. Like for my brother. He let out that cry as soon as they took Matt to the crib. He if I'm gonna go, let me go in peace. Take me home. I want to get in the bed. That's exactly what he said.
That was a very interesting situation. When Avi just busted in on the Colombians.
They so big and bad. Why they didn't shoot Avi?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Avi rolled up with a gold gun.
Came in their house.
A whole bunch of Colombians didn't even know the man. He comes
in. Came in their house.
Points
though.
It at they females like what you gonna do? Oh. And then they cool, like, 5 minutes later. Is it like...
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, bad guy likes bad guy. Like, oh, you tough too? Like, I don't get it. He's like, oh, I like... And takes their coke for free. He walks over with their coke, puts the gun down, does it. Oh, Colombians. I love Colombians. And now they cool? That was a weird
thing. He just, when he tasted that coke, he knew where it was coming from. Because before then, you know, Teddy was just applying it to him without telling him what the source was. Mm-hmm. But now he's met with the source. He like, oh, I'm going to play with y'all. That's what he on. And, you know, he a crazy Israeli man. He not about to be just out here letting nobody punk him.
Yeah, but the Colombians are crazy, too. And they had more guns and more manpower in that situation.
You want to know something? I just feel like let me not say everybody. But, you know, foreign people... I think they'd rather rock with each other than Americans. And that's just some real stuff.
Okay.
Foreign people, they would rather connect with each other than connect with Americans. Okay. You see how they treat Matt and Teddy, okay?
All right. True.
And that's just, look, in a real world today, okay?
Well, I mean, do they know that they don't know Teddy's the feds, right? Nobody knows that.
Nobody
right?
knows that except knows that. Soledad now.
Okay.
With her stupid self.
How did she find out it was him?
Because she lied on the remember Lucia was telling on the two white guys.
Mm.
And she had already met Matt during the first exchange because she was trying to pimp her out to right. Matt. So she tried to put two and two together. And then she sat outside of that office waiting for the drop to happen that day when he found out she was trailing him.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously that's where he at, and she comes to find out he about to be on the move.
Okay. Alright.
But she's stupid.
With the whole Soledad and Teddy situation, what they went to go get drinks. What exactly is Teddy about to go tell Soledad?
How we know?
They didn't even I just feel us like, in the future.
Is he about to lie? Is
no,
he about
I feel
to,
like
he about to lie.
I feel like he about to swoon her into some type of mind game.
To do what?
You know,
you think she's going to join?
The Teddy campaign?
He got Franklin old black self to join after he done tied him up in the basement. He can do anything.
That's true.
She's deep. No, she's not.
You don't think she'll join the dark side?
He's manipulative.
She's too passionate.
He's very good.
She's too passionate.
Teddy is really manipulative.
He's very good.
I don't think he'll sell you a dream.
No.
I don't think she's going to join the dark side, but I do think he's going to get her into telling him everything that she knows.
Okay.
So that he can get information to find out how he gonna kill this girl.
Ooh,
you think he's gonna kill Soledad?
Yes, take her out. She got to go.
Oh no, she gonna kill
She don't even want to leave it alone. He told her, like, ain't you supposed to be stop asking questions like that? And he literally said the curiosity kills the cat phrase with her old smart mouth still talking about something I like dogs. Girl, you gonna like dogs in your grave.
You know why she's so particular about this case too, right?
No.
She loved Pedro.
She Good night. No, she didn't.
No, she had feelings for Pedro. That's the only reason she's still doing this. She's not going to let Pedro die in vain. I think Pedro has some... She didn't love
she him. She doesn't really care.
They didn't like each other at all. It was all fake.
I don't know.
Yes, you do know.
But why does she care so much?
You know, the biggest people she wanted was Teddy and Matt.
But
she said that.
But why does she care so much?
She's passionate about
because
her job.
Because she want a big win under her belt. She wants to save America, make it all clean. She wants... Justice for...
Why you say it like that? Do you believe in that?
Do I believe in justice?
You said it like, yeah, she wants justice. She wants some
pie.
That's
a real loose word around here in America, okay?
Okay.
Real
justice.
Loose.
Behind these bars is just us. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
So Franklin's on the run. Franklin's on the run. It's one of the first times we're actually seeing Franklin being emotional, being disturbed, not knowing what to do next. Franklin's falling apart. He shot. I didn't know it was his best friend. I thought Leon was his best friend.
They was the three amigos, basically.
Okay.
And you know, Jerome, he's just dramatic with everything. So that's why he like, you know, he just killed his best friend, whatever. But
I like that speech that Jerome gave Franklin's mom, though. And I think Jerome finally got through Franklin's mom. He was like, look, we all made Franklin who he is today.
Yeah.
We're all responsible for this. So you have two options. You can either say, I don't want to be in your life anymore, Franklin, or you can accept him for what he is and just try and love him for the drug dealer that he is. Because he's not going back. I mean, once you see that kind of money and have that type of power, you can never just go back to, like, a regular job. Right. So I think he finally got
through. Well, he did promise his mother that he would stop.
He's not.
When? He promised. What you Come mean? When? On. You know he promised Aww, that. He just said, Mom, if you don't want me to do it.
He said it was an if or and situation. He said, no. If.
He was having a moment.
He said, if I could, you know, have you and leave this stuff alone, then I'd do what I got to do. Mm. That's what he said. Don't, he didn't say, I'm done with this.
Don't believe that smoke.
He won't. Both of them. My thing is, just like Jerome told Mama Bear, girl, your house that you mad about him paying off, it was paid for with drugs in the first place.
Right.
Like, it was already dirty money. Yeah. This man is going to continue to be and do what he's going to do. Everything that you're going to own, everything that you're going to have is going to be because of his money. And it's going to come from his drug money. Because what job he about to get now?
I mean, the community that she lives in is basically surviving off of drug money.
Right.
Surviving and dying. I mean, the people who are dying who are crackheads and people getting drugged out, and the people who are surviving are the ones selling it to them. So, like, the community is living off of this type of, you know, situation.
Yeah, and why are they? Because government Teddy put it there.
Mm. And that's crazy.
That is
you
true.
Really think about it. Wow.
And the government, you know, put it in the small.
My favorite character urban neighborhood. Is messing up the urban neighborhoods.
Amen. And by urban neighborhood, we mean African American neighborhoods.
I mean, it's Latino communities as well.
I mean, but you know, once people say urban, they think black.
But they should think Latino too.
Oh, okay.
Pico and you.
I just haven't thought about that. But you I haven't get thought. It.
I mean.
I guess it's just me.
They go through it, too. They go through it, too.
Well, I wasn't saying that they didn't.
Oh.
I'm saying that's how I got in the black neighborhood. That's what I'm saying. The government put it in the black neighborhood. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then I'm going to, you know, retract that and just keep my peace so they don't come after me. Hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle. Next question.
Move on.
All right, so Franklin's locked up now. Is he going to get out, and how's he going to get out?
Teddy.
Absolutely.
We are depending on Teddy to get Franklin out.
I said that right when he shot him, I'm like, okay, Teddy's going to have to get him out.
And when he gets out and he has this discussion with Lucia, is he going to talk to her, or is he going to try and kill her?
Of course he's going to talk to her. That's all he knows how to do.
You don't think
he just likes to chat.
Him?
He's not... Like Kevin said, he's not built for this, killing-wise, at least. Okay. He's not a killer.
He does have peaches, though. Don't forget, don't sleep on peaches.
Peaches ain't never nowhere to be found with stuff going down.
I'm just
so,
saying, you could always just tell peaches to go do something. Just do a little hitman job.
I honestly believe that Franklin is going to try his best to kill Lucia. I believe, because remember I said, you know, Kevin was going to be his first kill, then he wasn't going to know how to act after that. This man done already took somebody out. Whether he meant to do it or not, he took somebody out. He spent his time in jail. He get out of jail. He meet with Lucia. It's like, I done killed somebody, went to jail, and got out. Teddy going to keep on saving me, so why not take you out, too? That's how I feel.
Okay.
He going to kill her because he know he can.
All right. Is it just me, or when the no-name second favorite character of mine was attacking Lucia. Were you guys a little bit like, oh, Lucia's finally going to die? Or
no,
were you guys like worried about her?
I wasn't worried.
Because like when it happened, I was like, yeah, get her. Snitches get stitches. Because come on, Lucia, man, she was snitching on everybody.
Heck yeah.
But they got like handful of key people that I know they're not about to kill off no time soon. It's Lucia, Teddy, Ivy, and Franklin. Like they're not killing these four off no time soon.
Okay.
They're not going to cut them out of the season. That's
I don't think Jerome's dying.
Oh, Jerome and Sissy ain't dying.
I don't think mom
or
and
Louis.
I don't think his dad is going to die.
But I'm talking about the four key people, like the four key drug dealers. Of course, you know, the supporting roles, you know, Jerome, Louis, Sissy, and Leon, they ain't going nowhere. But as far, because Leon done got shot before in season one. So he out here, he living. But
what about Wanda?
Kill her!
Ah! Ah! I wonder what is going to happen. Like, she ran away. Like, where did she go?
Yo, what happened to that pipe? They panned down on the pipe, and the pipe was half gone.
You know what I'm saying? Crack makes you strong, so she got out of
there. Hold on. She said, crack make you strong. How you know? Yeah,
hey, I learned from Manuel. He be telling me. Oh. He be telling me what crack does all the time.
I see now.
That is hilarious. Well, I guess crack makes you strong. That's how she got free. I'm just so mad that, you know, Leon has to deal with that emotionally. Because I just feel like, you know... Oh man, he don't. Yeah, but he doesn't, because it's the beginning stages of crack. He doesn't understand the toll that it takes on people. He doesn't know the depth of her reality. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't know that this is a turn for the worse. Ain't no coming back, you know. And if it is some type of comeback, you know, it is very.
She's
got
to sit there and be
it's
clean.
Very like she was a thin line. So I mean. He don't know the depth of it, so I can understand why he's still trying to love her and still trying to protect her and go after her. But at the same time, he's like, Leon, she gonna be your downfall. Like, wash your hands with baby girl.
She might be a downfall. She might be
She
a
will
downfall.
Be his downfall.
This
she
might be his
same.
First love. He acting like this is his first love.
I mean, clearly, they young. They some kids still.
They need to just all do some reading. All of them. Franklin in jail. He needs to read a few books. Leon needs to read a few books. We should do a little read.
Yeah, we should. Speaking we should do reading. A little reading. Speaking of reading. Hey, AfterBuzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder than us to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, darling. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. And if you're listening, please give us a thumbs up or 5 stars, right?
Five stars
on iTunes. Gracias, amigas and amigos.
All right.
Cashier Kobe said Pedro was a rat.
Pedro was a rat. Lucia was a rat. They both rats.
Yeah.
Bob Jones said Teddy gonna flip the DEA chick to help Franklin.
I disagree.
And then take her out ninja style.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I agree.
Using no name killer.
I don't know.
He's the real ninja of the TV show. I want him to have a sideshow, man. The no name killer.
No,
call it Pico and Union.
I'm about to play with you. I'm ready for this fool to be out of here.
Man, I love that dude.
Wait,
Mimi
said she felt bad for her. Who felt bad for who? Lucia, the rat, the snake?
The
no, we don't feel
shaking?
Bad for her.
Why you feel bad for Lucia?
She out here turning best friends, like long-term best friends, against each other, sneaking in on recipes, snitching on everybody. She
getting
gave Franklin's
killed.
Name
killing
up.
Off whole families.
Franklin would not be in jail if it wasn't for Lucia giving his name up to the DEA to
I
let
know.
Them know
why
who
she
shot.
Have to do that?
How many times did she snitch this season? Let's think. She snitched.
10.
Okay. Whoa. Right. Wow.
So definitely the Franklin. She snitched on the white boy. She snitched. That's two. She snitched on No Name. That's three.
She snitched to Gabriella.
Mm-hmm. Gabriella.
The GD.
Oh, yeah, four.
Yep. Snitched on her.
And then she gonna kill Pedro for the same stuff she doing. That was stupid.
Exactly.
How you kill somebody for the same stuff you doing?
That's why she probably gonna die season 3.
They all
I said it here first.
Snitches. All of them.
You know what? If, you know, yeah, let me not say that.
And nah, she. I was about to say, and she'll snitch on Oso, but she won't snitch on Oso.
No, that's like her lover.
We don't even know if it is anymore. Oso, I think he gone.
I rebuke it.
And I'm
Oso
real sad.
Is here. We will see you next episode.
He was bleeding out. You know.
The
you know.
No name killer.
You know the You know, like the death scenes they always have when people
yeah,
you know
eyes.
Bleeding out and eyes rolling to the back of their head.
Don't die.
That happened with him. You
don't
know?
Go.
It did, but like
Oso.
I just have faith. If they really did, I'm gonna have to have a conversation with John Singleton and his
she just
writers,
got her ribs thumped in
because I disagree.
I said she just got her ribs thumped in.
Lucia?
Yeah.
Damn.
He kicked the mess out of her
he
a couple
did.
Of times.
He, boom. Boom. That was a good scene, too. He came in with a lot of power.
No, right? Nah, I was thinking like a man beating a woman. Yeah. I didn't like that scene.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Come on. After what Lucia done did.
I don't like him either. He's killing our people and you like him. That's the crazy part. He's killing our people and you like him.
What do you mean he's killing our people?
He killed the two little boys in the corner.
Why?
They're young. They don't know.
Why?
They're young.
He's not with the whole being on somebody else's turf thing, clearly.
Why?
Yeah, why? Like, are you from Pico? Like, why are you so...
What I'm trying to say is they was coming in his community and messing up the flow of his community.
It wasn't messing up no flow.
Yes, they was.
It wasn't.
Yes, they was.
I disagree.
He's trying to keep his community safe. He is the Robin Hood of this whole show. And the only reason y'all don't like him is because he's not black. And if he was black...
No.
Y'all probably rock with him.
He's killing all our people.
Mm.
You need to pick a side, homeboy.
It's just because he's not black.
No.
Look, I see him for what he is. He's self-defense. He's about his community. He's about his kids. He's on house arrest.
I like Teddy.
He's
not black now.
He's on house arrest. He was trying to
like Teddy.
He's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to do the right thing.
He talking too much about
I'm
this
just trying
boy.
To say, the no-name killer, man, he's the Robin Hood of Pico and Union, man. And I don't take sides. I don't see color. I mean, there's colors, but I see people for who they are. And the no-name killer, man.
First of all, he's putting words in our mouth because it's not about color. So everything that he's saying about that, I rebuke it. First, second, it's not about that. He's a bad guy. You like a bad guy right now.
But why is he bad?
He's a bad. He's with the. He's with the bad. He's with the black. The bad clique of the little. It was like it's them against Franklin. Like that's what he said. It would start a war if you killed him. It's like the Mexicans against Franklin.
But what makes his side the bad side? Like why is his crew the bad crew? They're both trying to sell drugs.
They're a gang.
So is Franklin's side.
Franklin's not a gang.
It's the beginning of one.
No,
it's the difference between gangs and drug dealers.
Well, drug dealers normally form gangs eventually.
No.
They have to protect themselves somehow.
It was a gang. They just be killing people just to kill people.
I don't know.
Some gang bangers be real broke.
All I'm saying...
Unless they out here robbing people.
All I'm saying is Franklin's side is a bad side. They not doing no good for the community. They not doing no good for each other.
Franklin's side is a bad side?
They're both bad. They both doing drugs. They both killing people. Franklin killed Carvel... He killed...
Leon killed Carvel.
Kev. I mean, that's still Franklin's side.
Leon killed Carvel.
What I'm trying to say is Franklin's side is becoming a gang. It's just a new gang. They were drug dealers, but eventually...
They really killed for self-defense. Carvel stole from them.
Exactly. So in that situation, in self-defense, he had to do what he had to do. What I'm trying to say is this is a new gang. Sure, they're drug dealers now, but eventually, when it comes to drugs and money, you got to form some type of group to protect yourself. That's how gangs form.
No, it's not a gang. It's not what it's called. It's called Steve, like maybe Alliance.
Steve Eggert said Kev not really dead.
Kev not really dead.
Why?
Why do you think that?
Why do you think that, buddy?
But Auntie Louie had the cops go check from the club.
Yeah.
And they confirmed it.
Yeah.
Everybody know it's a murder case. Everybody on the street know that he dead.
Yeah.
So he is dead.
He is dead. He is dead.
Snitches
get stitches, man. That's something.
Auntie Louie got to sneak up to the club, though. Why is her face still beat up like that? Like, why is she still all bruised?
It's only been a couple days. The cops say it's only been a couple days.
It hasn't been that long.
She's just out here.
But like, where's Claudia? Why haven't they brought back Claudia like this? Like, really? So if Claudia doesn't come back in the finale, it's like, okay, so y'all just completely forgot about that whole ordeal.
Well, I mean,
that's why I don't like. Sometimes I don't like.
Was Claudia just gonna show up at her house?
They need to figure it out. They just beat each other up and it's done. Like, oh, okay. I don't care about you anymore. No, Claudia's not like that. She's going to seek revenge.
Claudia's definitely going to seek revenge. But right now, I'm just, you know, we ain't on her. We got stuff going on with the family. Auntie Louie trying to send Franklin to Baton Rouge. And clearly that ain't happened. Okay. So we
smart
got.
Smart move, though.
Yeah.
That was a smart move.
I was thinking that whole time when she was giving him this Baton Rouge plan, I'm like, okay, he said what's going to happen to the business. You take your half, you go cook that up, you go sell it in Baton Rouge, and then you start your franchise that you wanted.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking. That's
the crack McDonald's.
Yeah, the crack of McDonald's. No, you know?
He was definitely not going. I don't think he was going to go.
To Baton Rouge?
Yeah, because he just feels like, I feel like he just has has too many people to protect there.
It would have been a lot more interesting. That would
be a cool twist, though, to season three.
Snow, so go to Baton Rouge?
Snowfall
Baton Rouge. Yeah. So we can see how the crack epidemic starts spreading.
Yeah. I would have been down for that.
Look at her face.
Like, did it start spreading like that? I don't know. Did it really start spreading like that?
We have, like, Birdman, you know? Birdman and Slim could be in it.
First of all, that's New Orleans.
I don't know what city it went to next, but I do know. That would have been a great story.
I feel like it was Detroit or Chicago.
To have this man ending the season in jail is real ugly.
So we don't like it.
And we saw real ugly.
That's one thing we agree on.
We saw the preview of people trying to kill him in jail.
Right, he gets beat up.
Who do you think? You think it's Kev's people? You think people inside found out that he killed Kev and now
for sure.
Kev's people's trying to take him out in the inside?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Heck yeah.
Kevin got family on the inside. Look, Delroy dead. His cousin, he dead now. And they know he was working with Franklin. The hood talked all the way up into the prison. They know what's going on.
So this could be, I mean, obviously this is a bad situation. But in the end of the day, if Franklin does come out and he does continue to be a drug dealer, I think that this moment is one of the greatest moments that ever happened to Franklin. Cause like he's gonna go from softy. Mm. I mean he's not. I mean he was trying to.
He was soft.
Hard.
You can keep on saying
but
that.
But now going to jail, trying to get killed. You know, people trying to kill him in jail, having killed his best friend. He gonna come out harder than he gonna come out like Debo. Where's my bike? You know what I mean?
So, yeah, he gonna be ready.
You said like Debo. Where's my bike? I'm not about to play.
When he comes out, you know he gonna be ready for the streets. You know? He might go team up with, you know what, this is so off the Richter scale, but I'd be so happy. I might even cry if the No Name Killer and Franklin join forces. I think though
to take like, out Lucia,
it'd just be Batman and Robin out there.
No,
that Franklin would be Batman and No Name Killer would be Robin. But it would just be dope. I don't know.
I'm over you and this guy.
I like that guy.
I just hope he's not in the jail for the entire episode.
Patrick Robinson said, Jerome has been wise since he got his baby back. Aww.
Huh?
And then, you know, since he got back with Auntie Louie.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's taking her advice with stuff. He's been wise.
Okay.
And I agree with that. And then Bob Jones says, Oso is alive next episode. Synopsis says Lucia will sacrifice something to save Oso's life.
What do you mean?
Thanks for telling us the story.
A kidney? let's move on to our special segment, Crackhead Moment of the Day.
A kidney?
All right. Portia, we already know what's your crackhead moment.
Crackhead moment of the day goes to Soledad. Because she's stupid. Like, why did you reveal yourself? Mm-hmm. She has revealed herself to the very people who are her rivals, who she has been trying to take down. And I've never cared for Teddy, but we see that he's the mastermind in this whole organization to keep things running. He about to take out these Colombians, get them off his back, send them to jail. And then, you know, he still got Ivy on payroll. Hopefully his brother pulled through. He gonna get Franklin out of jail. And then you pop up at his crib talking about, who are you and what are you doing? I just think that was so stupid. That was the stupidest thing she could have ever done, because now he know who you are. And now you're an easy target. Not only do Lucy and them know that you are the DEA and you on some other stuff, now you're just an easy kill. So just like her boss told her, you keep messing with it, your job ain't going to be the only thing you got to worry about. All right. So she's a crackhead.
Yeah, that was a good little speech. my crackhead of the day goes to Emmanuel. Because... But I'm not.
Nah, go ahead.
I really want to. Keep talking about this No Name Killer. Shut up. I think he's crazy. But anyways, my crackhead person of the day goes to Lucia. Actually, she's the one who's literally. She's the person who caused all this drama. Like Kevin dying, Franklin going to jail, her getting beat up, her Oso maybe dying. So she is the pawn to all this ruckus, and it's all your fault, and we're pissed, and you're probably going to die next season. So
please die. I don't even like her no more.
My crackhead moment of the day got to go to Franklin. Come on, man. You knew your mom's spot was hot. Come on. That's going to be the first place they're going to look for you, fam. Yeah. Like, don't smarter.
That's the first place they did look for
you. Don't go through the back door. Say, I love your mama. I'll stop doing this. And you ain't going to stop. You lying, first of all. Go meet moms at McDonald's, or I don't know, man. Go meet her at a homeless shelter or something. They would never
call her to your new crib.
Go to Baton Rouge, have her visit you. But I mean, come on, just get out of town. You just shot your friend. You know the feds is after you. Why are you still in L.A.? Why are you in a trap house? Because
he can't stay away from his mama, just like the cops said.
That's a crackhead move, man. You gotta get out. You gotta save your own skin. You got enough money. He got enough money. He could send mom to come, you know, visit him. But that's just a bad move.
Yeah. I mean, think of it. If you were in his position, would you go?
Would I go to my mom's house?
No, would you just skate without saying?
I would be
out. You don't care about your family at all?
Auntie Louie wouldn't even have to give me that speech.
I'm like, all right.
After I found out Kev was dead, skirt, I'm out.
No, I would feel bad.
You would feel bad?
Yeah, like I felt like I would need to protect my mom.
Mom from what?
For sure. Because all this killing going around, people, the names in the streets, and my mom's still there, but I'm gone. Like, people would want to hurt her because
of
me.
Why would people want to hurt your mom?
What are you talking about? Why would people want to hurt her mom? Because they can't get to him. What are you talking about? That's what gangs do. They get to the family because of this guy.
They go to moms?
Yes. That's really? Probably the first hit.
Really?
Yep.
Moms?
Let me just go over this.
But mom was for the community. Mom was the one making apple pies every...
So it don't matter.
You know, no, they're not going to take out mom.
If it was me, I'm out of there. Mama, come see me at Baton Rouge.
Peace.
I'm out.
Immediately.
We just had a whole conversation.
Like the whole...
The DEA know my name. I know they know my name because Lucia told them. And I know Lucia told them because Lucia know my name. And she set this up. Homeboy is dead. I'm going to jail for murder. I'm out of there.
Right after I found out that Kev was dead, my first move would... He went to go talk to Leon. You got to have a discussion. Come on. You, Kev, and Leon was like the three musketeers. So you got to go explain to Leon what happened, what was going through your head, how you sorry. I get that.
Hold on. They already... He Leon was there. He ain't got to explain nothing. He know what's happening in his
head. No, Leon didn't know he was dead, though.
They found out at the same time.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, he had to have that convo. But after I had that convo with Leon, deuces, I'm out. And I probably, I'm trying to think, Baton Rouge?
So you care but more about your friend than your mama?
No, but what I'm trying to say is, in that situation, he needs that.
You tripping. Let's see what they got to say for me. Do they agree?
I don't know, do that.
Y'all, since the theme of the show is how the coke business destroys the families of the people that sell it. And Steve said that. Mm-hmm. And then Big Rail Hamilton said, why did Franklin hang up on his dad? We don't know.
He probably thought the phone was tapped.
No, he hung up because Leon came
I think
through.
We read most of these.
All right. Let's move on to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Well, I've been saying mine all night. Teddy's gonna get Franklin out of jail. I mean, hopefully he get him out of jail by the end of the season finale, because I would hate for the season finale to end with this man behind bars. That would be so tacky, because it's stupid. Why have a show about a guy? You know what?
It'd be a good cliffhanger, though.
No, it's not.
I'm not coming back to that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me stop. Anyway, I'm sorry. No disrespect, writers. But, yeah, so Teddy's going to get Franklin out. Teddy's going to have Soledad killed. We obviously see in the preview that, you know, Auntie Louie works with Teddy to make this happen. I really believe they're going to make some type of pact to take Claudia's club from her. Because she, you know, got law enforcement on
her
side.
You think Teddy going to help that? Get the Claudia club?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She got law enforcement now. She know he big and bad. I don't know. He probably won't tell. He ain't letting nobody know he law enforcement. He probably is. She probably wouldn't know anything, but she would suspect that he got some type of power to be making moves in some kind. So she gonna keep him at his pocket because Auntie Lou, she's smart.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah. So I agree with Portia. Teddy's gonna get Franklin out. I really hope that they get him out before the episode ends. Please, for your viewers. what else? Dang. Oh no, man. I just really hope the community doesn't backlash on.
I hope they kill Wanda.
Because who's Wanda? Oh,
Leon's girlfriend. So he can get over her.
Get out of here. But yeah, I think that's for the most part.
My prediction, my only prediction, the only prediction that matters, really.
I already know what he's going to say.
The no-name killer. He going to come back. He going to come back and he going to finish the job. I hope I pray that he takes out Lucia in the finale. I know it's not going to happen, but if it happened, it would make my day. Y'all could leave Franklin in jail. I think that would be a great cliffhanger. Come back season three, he's still in jail. I think that's a good place to start. Why not? He comes out a killer, more hard and more, you know, and that's great. But I just want to see the no. Also, I think Oso didn't die.
He's alive.
I don't think Oso died, but
I hope not. I love Oso.
I think Lucy is going to have to give not a liver or a kidney, but maybe some blood or maybe I don't know. But
she's not taking him to the hospital. They are freaking drug dealers and stuff.
Yeah, but they probably know some like hood doctor or something like that. Who got like IVs in their basement. But I do think the no name killer is gonna come back and finish off Lucia. And when it happens, I'm gonna put it in slow motion. I'm gonna put it on 0.25 playback speed so I can see it happen in slow mo because she needs to die.
0.25 playback speed. I'm not
Thank
about
you
to play with
for
him.
Your prediction, Emmanuel.
So irritated.
All right. Well, thank you once again for joining us to the greatest after show on earth. This was Aftermath, episode 9, Snowfall, season 2. I'm your host, Emmanuel C. Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Emmanuel C. Wright.
And I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. Thanks for watching.
And you can find me on all social media, The Chris Exclusive. Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.